Welcome to Season 2 of Dead Tribe Paranormal with hosts John Sharena and Kelly Gilbert. Produced by Dan Gilman. You can listen to our show on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and our website at echopodmedia.com. Also visit us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Do you have a story that you'd like to share? If so, you can email me at DannyEcho@echopodmedia.com. This is EchoPod Media.
You're listening to Dead Tribe Paranormal. This is another paranormal short with Kelly, your favorite co-host. So I'm going to tell you the story, quite a few stories, about the house I lived in when I was in high school. So from the age of 17 to about 20, I lived in that house with my mom, my stepdad, and my brother. I moved out for a little while when I was 18 with somebody, but I moved back home. So basically in this house, me and my mom are pretty positive that there was the spirit of a boy, probably like a teenage boy. The reason we think he was this age is because I would have experiences and my mom would have experiences. And the majority of the time, we would think it was my brother. You know, something would happen. We would think my brother did it, or we'd see something. We thought we saw my brother, and it would never be him. So if I was 17, he was like 15 at the time. So we moved into this house, and everything was fine. Nothing ever went bad or anything, but there just seemed to be someone else there. We would run into him or catch glimpses. One of the first things that happened was one night my mom was sitting in the kitchen and we had a sun porch off the kitchen. There was windows that went from the kitchen to the sun porch, you know, led out to the backyard. So you could see it fine. We would go through there a lot of times. At this time, some people were smokers. So if you smoked, you went outside on the sun porch. You know, no smoking in the house. So one night my mom was in the kitchen at the table. There was a little TV in there, so she was watching TV and doing whatever she was doing. And she heard the door to the sun porch open, and she saw a kid walk by. And she thought it was my brother. She said even the clothes, you know, this is the late 90s, even the clothes were just like modern clothes. So she just thought it was a glimpse of my brother. Except for he didn't come into the kitchen, you know. She thought maybe he was taking off muddy sneakers or whatever else. And after about 2 minutes went by and he didn't come in, she, you know, got up, looked out the window onto the sun porch. No one there. She opened the door. No one there. She went to the front of the house to check the driveway. His car wasn't there. and he ended up coming home like 2 hours later. So that was just really freaky. She knows it happened. She wasn't scared. She didn't think it was a ghost until there was no one there. Another thing that happened with her was one day she was walking up the hallway and she bumped into something, but nothing was there. So it reminds me of that that scene from Paranormal Activity, part like 3 or 5,000 or whichever one it was, where Katie's a little kid and she runs and she just bumps into something invisible. My mom said it was just like that. And you know, it wasn't like mean, it wasn't like something pushed her. It was just like when you're walking down a narrow hallway and you bump into somebody. So that was a couple of hers. I remember we had an experience together. It must have been like a weekend. I know I had the day off. She had the day off. She went to a store and I had bought a Furby. It was when Furbies had just come out. So I really wanted one. Some of my friends had one. I wanted to see what like made this thing tick because they're so weird, like these little artificial intelligent gremlin things. And I'd bought two Furbies actually. I'm sorry. So, you know, I went out, I got the two Furbies, I came home. It's like the middle of the day. We're playing around with the Furbies and reading the instructions or whatever. And then after a little while, we decided to go out again. So we left the two Furbies on the table in the kitchen. And we were only gone maybe like an hour or so. And when we came back, I walk in, I'm like, where's one of the Furbies? Like, one of my Furbies is missing. And it was the middle of the day. I know my stepdad was working all day into the evening. I don't remember now where my brother was, but at the time, like, I knew where he was. And there was no reason he would have been back in the house. Well, I found the Furby on top of a hutch, like those hutches that you have in a kitchen with, you know, plates or decorations or whatever it is. And it was a really tall hutch. I mean, at least 6 feet tall, if not more. So I didn't put the Furby up there. I would remember that because I would have to drag a chair over and climb on it to put it up. And my mom just didn't. They were on the table. So that was just really weird, like something moving like that. God, what else? So many things happened with this kid. Some of my stories were really freaky. So one night I was going to bed. My brother wasn't home at all. My mom had been in bed for a little while, and I think me and my stepdad were watching a movie. Down in the basement was kind of like the family room. So I decided to go to bed, and I had just crawled into bed, so just like you always hear thousands of people say, you know I wasn't asleep because I hadn't gone to sleep yet. I was just getting into bed. So I'm getting into bed, and then I heard my stepdad come up the stairs and go into the bathroom. And it was definitely him. This isn't the ghost story part. You know, he had gone into the bathroom. And basically, like, the house was set up where the long hallway was 3 bedrooms and the bathroom. So he went in there and, you know, I, like, heard him come out. And then I saw a shadow standing in the door. And it looked like a guy. I couldn't see any features or anything. I mean, it was just, you know, like I said, I was going to bed. So my lights were off. The hall light was off. Just like a light in the kitchen was on. So I could make out the shadow. And it didn't even scare me at first because I just thought it was my stepdad. You know how when people are sleeping or, you know, sometimes you just check in on them or whatever. So I thought it was him. But then it just didn't move. It was just standing there. And it was, you know, from what I see, I mean, I can't say this exact, but I mean, really, it wasn't even the same build as him. But I mean, really struck me is that it wasn't moving. Like, my stepdad's not a creeper. Like, he's not just going to be standing in the doorway watching me fall asleep. So I'm staring at it, and I'm like trying to focus my eyes. I'm wondering if they're just out of focus, and I close them, and I open them, and I still see the shadow. And in my head, I'm like, no, it's got to be him. And I was about to say his name, except I heard him downstairs. So like I said, he had already come out of the bathroom. He was already downstairs and I could hear the, you know, muffling of the TV. And I heard him cough really loud downstairs. So that really freaked me out. I didn't know what to do. I did the last thing you would expect a person to do. Like, I don't know. I just didn't feel like putting my head under the covers was going to get rid of it. So I actually just like ran right towards it. I ran right out my door. And it disappeared. I didn't see it disappear, but it wasn't there. I didn't have an experience like my mom did. I didn't bump into it. It wasn't solid. It was just gone. And that really, really, it just scared me. Because, you know, from these things that have been happening, I'm just like, I think it's just the ghost of, like, this boy, probably a teenage boy. But I don't think it's going to hurt me. But, I mean, that's terrifying, just seeing a ghost standing there. And then, best story for last out of that house with that ghost, for me anyway, this was the strangest thing. So, one night, it was like 9 o'clock at night, so not even very late. I was home alone, the doors were all locked and everything. And I was just watching TV, and it was 9 o'clock, so I remember this like brand new show, it was just premiering, and I wanted to check it out. And we got a phone call at the house. It was one of my brother's friends. You know, I said, oh, you know, he's not here, whatever, you know, how you doing? I'll have him call you back when he gets home. So I hang up the phone, and maybe like 5 minutes later, I heard my brother come home. I heard the door unlock, you know, the bolt lock. You can always hear those. I heard the door unlock, the door open, the door close, the rattling of the doorknob. I heard something drop on the floor, like a backpack. I heard the heavy footsteps, kind of fast. It was kind of like urgent. I heard the footsteps, you know, run across the living room, up the hallway, and into the bathroom. I heard the bathroom door close, and I heard the fan come on. So, you know, when you turn the lights on, the fans are connected. I could hear the fan in the bathroom. So it kind of just sounded like my brother came home and just had to pee really bad or something because he made a mad dash for the bathroom. So I wait a minute and then I call his name and I'm like, hey, you know, Rob just called you and I'm getting no answer. I'm like, hey, and I call my brother's name. No answer again. And it just kind of irritated me because, like, I know you're in the bathroom, but I'm trying to tell you something, and I just don't want to think about it anymore. I just want to, like, tell you that you got a message and go back to watching my TV show. So he wasn't responding, and probably because it's my brothers and sisters fight. It just really irritated me. So I got up, I walked out of my room, I started walking down the hallway towards the bathroom, and our bathroom was set in a little bit. So, like, if you can picture hallways, and then the bathrooms often have, like, not like an entryway, but, you know, just like a foot of space. Like, you have to turn right or left to go into the bathroom. That was how ours was set up. So I was walking down the hallway, and I could hear the fan in the bathroom. And I put up my arm to go knock on the door. And the second I turned around the corner to go knock on the door, I thought I was going to die. Nothing was there. The door wasn't closed. It was open. There was no light on. There was no fan on. Just everything was just so quiet. It was eerie. It was like extra quiet in that second. And oh my God, it just scared me so bad. And I walked down the hall. I looked out the window to see if his car was there. It wasn't, of course. I looked around the living room to see if like a backpack had dropped, because that would just, it was just a normal teenage boy sound. It was just like my brother's sound, you know. The footsteps sounded like his weight and his gait. The backpack, you know, he'd always throw his backpack down when he came in the house. The door was still locked. Like, I'm stuttering, like, thinking about it. It was just, like, the most eerie thing in the world, just to hear all those sounds and just, like, all these other times, not be scared. You know, people always like to say, like, oh, you know, maybe you were freaking yourself out, or maybe this. People always have these reasons why people may think they have seen or heard something out of the ordinary. But this was just way too many things. I mean, I heard just the whole series of somebody coming home, including the bathroom door closing and the fan light go on. And there was nothing. I was actually going to leave the house. That seemed like the logical thing to do. But I had a dog at the time, and I felt really bad, like, leaving the dog there after that had happened. So I ended up just staying. And it's one of those things. Sometimes other people that, you know, are more open to this are like, oh, my God, like, how did you not leave? But, I mean, it's one of those things, even though it happened, it was done happening now. I mean, nothing was going on. The house was just still, so there didn't really seem like too much reason to leave. And yeah, there might have been a couple other little things there and here, but those are some of the main stories. And it just happened, you know, not nightly, but just every once in a while for the whole 3 years that we lived in that house. The end.